To become humble, I believe a person must go through a process of humiliation to be truly humble before God. And that's not a very pleasant thing. It shows us who we truly are in relationship to God and who God is and who we are. And it shows us that without God, without Jesus Christ, we are nothing. Saul went through that process of humiliation when he was struck down on the Damascus Road by Jesus, by a blinding light. Saul asked Jesus, "What do you want me to do?" And Jesus didn't tell him. He was going to have one of the people who Saul was persecuting, that Saul despised, that Saul was trying to throw into prison. One of those people was going to instruct him and tell him how much he would suffer for Jesus. That had to be humiliating for Saul. Listen, Acts chapter 9, verse 10. "And there was a certain disciple at Damascus named Ananias. And to him said the Lord in a vision, 'Ananias?' And he said, 'Behold, I am here, Lord.' And the Lord said unto him, 'Arise, and go unto the street which is called Straight, and inquire in the house of Judas for one called Saul of Tarsus. For look, he is praying. And he's seen in a vision a man named Ananias coming in and putting his hand on him, that he might receive his sight. Then Ananias answered, 'Lord, I've heard of many about this man, how much evil he has done to the saints at Jerusalem. And here he has authority from the chief priests to bind all that call on your name.' But the Lord said unto him, 'Go your way, for he is a chosen vessel unto me to bear my name before the Gentiles and kings and the children of Israel. For I will show him how many things he must suffer for my name's sake.' Ananias went his way and entered into the house, and putting his hands on him, said, 'Brother Saul, the Lord, even Jesus, that appeared unto you in the way as you came, has sent me, that you might receive your sight and be filled with the Holy Spirit.' And immediately there fell from his eyes as it had been scales, and he received his sight forthwith and rose and was baptized. And when he had received food, he was strengthened. Then was Saul certain days with the disciples which were at Damascus, and straightway he preached Christ in the synagogues, that he is the Son of God." You see, Saul was humbled. He began associating with people that he hated, that he despised, that he looked down on, that he thought were ignorant followers of a Jewish carpenter who had been crucified. He hated them, but now they are the people to whom he is subservient. Let's pray. Father, I thank you that you showed me who you are and who I am. You showed me my place in the kingdom of God, how I am a servant, how I am here to accomplish your will in my life, and that everything you have done for me is not just about me. It's about the work that you have given me to do. You have placed me under the authority of people, and you've given me some authority over people. Lord, help me to recognize my true place and love you and love the brothers and the sisters. In Jesus' name, amen.